This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you in part by Squarespace.com. At Squarespace.com, you can get a great portfolio, blog, website of any kind with wonderful responsive design, tools to help you sell stuff, and more. Get a free trial now, and when you like it, and we know you will, use the code MORNING at checkout for 25% off your account. That's 25% off at Squarespace.com. Coming up on TMS, Arnie makes a last stand.
Finally got to see Tim from The Office try and snatch that rock from Bernadork Flumberslatch.
You read that really well. And there are three eagles.
That is one hefty late fee.
How do you get a donkey penis through the TSA?
The Hensons lose another one of their own.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, the Lego movie rules the box office once again.
Major spoilers.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
And God warned us about this in the last Summer Olympics. Do you remember when Serena Williams won her gold medal? The American flag fell at that ceremony. Exactly when the words were, our flag was still there. And Serena Williams was wearing one black sneaker and one white sneaker.
That's a tall order, George.
The Morning Stream. 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 The Morning Stream.
Ladies, we heard you. This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. It's Monday. It's the February of the 17th of the 2014s. My name is Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hello. Oh, hi there.
How you doing?
I'm conversing with the tadpole. We have a couple people who pushed us over the $4,000 mark.
What?
On our Patreon. Yes, it
no
happened.
No way, man. Look at that. It wasn't really a goal, per se. Like, it didn't have anything attached to it. We don't get that till the 6K mark, but if that put us over, that means a couple of people won a couple of random lucky things from you, which is nice.
That's right. Yes.
Very nice.
So
indeed.
I'm reaching out to them just to say, I'm reaching out. That was one of our
Of
the days.
I'm reaching out. Would you do me a favor and reach out to the Anselmo contract?
Yeah, if you could do that, we'll get together, do a webinar, and we'll really work on our synergy.
Yeah, I do hate those things. I hate those things a lot. Well, that's great. Thank you, everybody, for that, by the way. A little update there on the Patreon. Still time to support. It's always time to support.
Please do, yes.
It's ongoing. Got to remember our big next break, or our big next thing is the $6,000 mark, which takes us to the evening stream, or whatever we're going to call it. TMS After Dark.
TMS After Dark.
The evening dump.
And see, here's what this does for us, and a lot of people may not, you know, they may just see, oh, dollar signs, you know, going towards Scott and Brian. No, this allows us to take other things out of our life. I do, you know, I do this consulting job that eats up a good portion of my day.
Yeah, I have a couple of clients I'd like to toss to the curb.
And this would allow
No offense if you're listening. You guys are a little rough. A little too much.
Yeah, so this would allow us to open things up a little bit more for show development, mm-hmm. For kind of that extra that we were talking about, the extra content, like a little weekly or whenever monthly chatty thing where we do a Google Hangout,
mm-hmm.
and you know invite someone from the chatty level,
yeah.
to come and hang out with us.
Yeah, to hang out with us.
Talk about that week's shows.
There's no ads level. There's no level that might get us to Vegas and do some live things. There's lots of things in here. So go check it out. Patreon.com/TMS.
And, we will come to your house and do a TMS from your living room.
We will not do that ever. Well, maybe there may be a point where that makes sense.
Send us a photo of the living room first.
Yeah. Yeah, we have some
surrounding
concerns.
Area.
Some concerns. New Film Sack up if you're interested. Brian and I, also Brian Dunaway, and of course Randy Jordan doing the weekly Film Sack thing. We did the recent Arnold Schwarzenegger film, The Last Stand, and had a ball with that. That's up now, so you can get it now. Hey, Brian, I finally saw The Desolation of Smaug.
Finally. Did you see it in the theaters? Or did you have to wait till? Okay, good.
Yeah, still showing. There were three people in that movie theater outside of us. So it was empty, schmempty, but it was nice. Big. I don't do the 3D thing with the 48 frame per second deal. So I went and saw it in just a standard ass 2D digital projection thing. And it was great. I really enjoyed that movie a whole hell of a lot. Now you'd say to yourself, hey, Scott, do you have a nerd card? Yes. You'll need to be turning that in because you saw The Hobbit like months after it came out. You saw 2013 Hobbit movie in 2014. You don't have the right to call yourself a Tolkien fan.
Right, exactly.
And I would say to that, yeah, you're probably right. But whatever. I got that movie represents the crossover, the big move from house to house, the crazy trips back and forth after the move, and the constant swampage building the studio, dealing with all this other stuff.
Right.
So I just, well, there was no time.
You can be forgiven. You can be forgiven.
Thank you. Brian has absolved me from all, whatever, sin.
Well, I will with one caveat. Did you see Thor the Dark World?
No, I still haven't seen Thor.
Okay, well, back to
damn it. You take my card again?
Yeah, come on. Every Marvel movie has to be seen in the theater.
Is that the rule?
It has to be.
Okay.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
From this point on, okay. I mean, you know, I'm not talking Howard the Duck. Although I will say, and this is confession time.
Yeah.
I waited in line opening day to see Howard the Duck. I was out front of the with a couple friends out front of the Century 21 Theater on Colorado Boulevard in Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. You bought into it. You bought into the George Lucas machine, dude. That's what you did.
The afternoon before. Yes. Yeah. I did. I totally did. I thought, George Lucas, man. Hey,
yeah.
1980s, dude can do no wrong.
Yeah, he can't. Everything he touches turns to gold. Like this prosthetic duck movie I'm about to go see. That's based right. on a Boom. Comic that at the time wasn't all that interesting. I just got to say though, I thought they nailed it. That's a great middle chapter movie.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it. My only complaint, I have one complaint.
Okay.
And it's honestly, it's less. Well, no, it's less than the first movie because the first movie did this more. This movie, I just did not like with any part of my being that ridiculous, stupid barrel trick that troll did down the river. That would the barrel magically flies up into the air, kills three orcs, right. lands on the other side, kills another three orcs.
Lands inside. Yes, right. Yes.
Come on, man. I don't mind a little bit of what is that called? What's a machine where you put a marble in one end and it goes and knocks over a thing and then does something else? It's called a...
I'm thinking of the game Mousetrap, but that's probably not what you're talking
about.
Well,
Mousetrap
right?
is one of those things. It's
like
it's
a Rube Goldberg device.
There you go, Rube Goldberg device. I'm okay with some of that. And the first movie had a ton of it when they were trying to get out of those caves and stuff. This thing just, that whole... The sequence in the barrels, I'm fine with them up to the point that dude flies out of the water... Ends up crossing the river five or six times before he finally stands up, busts his arms out of the sides of the barrels with his two axes, and then spins around like a weird video game character.
Right.
That was stupid.
Right. The whole barrels down the river was kind of a suspend disbelief for a good portion of time.
Huge portion of time. And again, I was okay with it until he did his thing. Up till then, I was like, this is acceptable. As long as nobody jumps out of the wall. Oh, there he goes. And he killed five orcs in the process. Great.
Right.
Anyway, it's a good movie, and I really enjoyed it. And it was fun to see Cumbersnatch and Arthur Dent at the end there together.
Right. Right. Yeah. Sherlock and Watson right there together.
Hanging out, doing their thing. Yep. Can't get enough of each other.
I still haven't seen the beginnings of season 3 yet.
Oh, then I would have your Sherlock. Nerd card then, please. Thank you
can you. Go ahead and revoke it. It's not. There's nothing that it doesn't appear on our cable system, so I've got to get it through other means.
It's on Netflix currently, I believe.
Not the current season.
I think
is it?
3 is. Yeah.
Oh,
pretty sure.
Wait. Well, wait. What's the season? What's the season that just started?
That's 3.
That is 3. Okay.
I think they're doing a kind of a real time deal, but you know what? I'm going to verify it. Sure,
dude. If that's the case, then I'm all over it.
Sherlock.
I gotta find out how he survived.
Season, oh, right? I take it back. Only 2's on there. Damn it.
I've
led you along. I kept you in
suspense.
You're a
nerd card.
Just passing cards back and forth.
The battle of the nerd card.
Great. You heard that Third Eagle clip at the top of the show there?
Yes.
All right. He had a
black shoe and one white shoe.
I should have known. Like the minute the Olympics started and Putin was involved at all, I should have known that he was going to see a bunch of stuff in there. And then when I heard about, I didn't see any of the stuff on TV because I didn't care. But like the opening ceremonies and the ring that didn't work, I should have seen that for what it was. Not a malfunction. Not a dude in trouble at the Olympics. Not Sochi's got so many problems. Even the fifth ring won't work. None of those things should have been in my head. What should have been in my head is, oh no, Third Eagle of the Apocalypse is going to have something to say about the ring that didn't work. So he's got a brand new video up that's him ranting and raving about all these signs of the imminent doom of everybody and the beginning of the one beast order. How did he put it? Here's I got all that right here.
Imminent demise.
No, that isn't the one.
In this amazing ring malfunction.
Right. That's not it. I can't find where I put it. Anyway, he's obsessed with leopards.
He does seem to be obsessed with leopards.
Who does? You or freaking Putin?
He's speaking in the third person.
Yeah. I mean, wake up, dude.
Wake up, people.
Oh, he's got that, too.
Oh, that wake up, people needs to be part of our opening music or something.
We'll put it somewhere.
Wake up, people.
Oh, what? Hello? Okay, and then how about, here it is.
And the one world beast system.
The one world beast system. heard of that one before?
Sure, the OWBS.
Yeah. The BS part has a different meaning.
The BS, yes, exactly.
Here's a word he never used before right here.
Putin is concerned this is just another photo op to show how macho he is.
Yeah, to show how macho.
Vladimir Putin.
Another Putin. And the ring malfunction.
In this amazing ring malfunction.
Brian, that was an amazing...
Amazing ring malfunction.
Ring malfunction. Anyway, go watch it, you guys. It's a hoot. And may he ever be with us. The problem is, I told you this yesterday while we were doing Film Sack. I'm more afraid of his commenters than I am him.
Yeah. So
here's a good one for you. Okay. This is on YouTube, of course. And all of them remind me of this. But this one actually gave me a little hope at the top. Like, so you'll hear this. It'll say, I'm never going to get this. God speaks to us through television, ? Now, you might say, oh, here comes a rational human being who's here to say, you know what? TV's not. That seems strange. What a weird thing. I challenge you, Third Eagle. I don't believe you. Nope. Goes on to say, well, personally, I haven't watched television at all for 5 years, and I have become very convinced that television is the tool of the devil. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. Good stuff, right?
Oh, it's sad. It's scary. It's really, really scary.
Yeah. So, go read the rest of his comments. Or not his, but others on there.
Yeah, it's the other people.
These people are serious. They're like,
I think that there's some people trolling him. Or not trolling, but like, you know,
the guy about the Captain America guy.
Goading him on. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
The guy's got an idea that 4/14 4/4/14 is the date that we get the new Captain America movie, and he wants to know if William Tapley, because of the 444, which is the number of Obama, the king of the South, if that has any significance to whatever. Whatever. Maybe, Brian, listen.
Baron Mordo the leopard.
Maybe this one guy with a bad collar is really, truly the great voice of our generation, and maybe one day you and I will be sitting in flame going, we should have listened to Third Eagle. We just sat there on the show and made fun of him.
It would be nice if the great caller of our generation would have a better microphone all of a sudden. What the heck happened to him? I mean, you know.
That's so true. Listen.
Vladimir Putin.
It's like in his bathroom. That's not good. All right. Andrew Allen has some new MP3s out.
He does, yes. Yeah. If you go to CovervilleRecords.com, you can pick up the new EP, Andrew Allen EP. It's $5, $5. It is Super Mario 64 Reloaded. So it is, music from that great Nintendo 64 game that we all love.
My favorite video game of all time. Did you know that?
What?
One? If you take a list and you say, Scott, give me your top 10 of all time video game experiences.
Yeah.
Mario 64 sits atop the very precipice.
Wow.
And then in second place is a tie between the new Link Between Worlds and Ocarina of Time Zelda games.
Now, are you ruling out MMOs or?
Everything's on there.
So World of Warcraft is included somewhere in that list.
Oh, yeah. It's probably four or five, but it's not number one. No. Game impacted me in a real powerful way when that came out. And you got to remember, that fundamentally changed the way games played in three dimensions, in a polygonal space.
That's true.
Just unbelievable at the time. And still to this day, anybody who's doing any kind of like 3D platformer owes their freaking homage to Mario 64.
Wow. That's for sure. Yeah.
And you could say that in the 2D games as well with the old Mario games, but in this case, it just blew my freaking mind. So yeah, I'd put it at number one. Just a huge impact. All right. Anyway.
Well, then you'd love this music. So it's Super Mario 64 Revisited by Andrew Allen. If you go to covervillerecords.com, you'll see a link to it right there at the top of the page, and you can go pick up your copy.
Yeah. Oh, it made me want to play Mario 64 now. It's magical, man. It's so good. They should remix that and put it on the freaking 3DS so I can play it again.
Oh, see, with, you know what? Didn't they do that with they didn't do it DS, on the 3DS. Yeah, just the regular DS.
Yeah, never bought it.
3DS would be stellar. It'd oh my gosh. It'd
be pretty sweet. Make it all 3D-ified. Well, you don't have to do that. Just make it good. Just update a little, give me a little high res, a little better resolution textures.
But you'd want it to be in 3D.
Would I?
Of course you would.
Maybe I would.
Well, with your mashed potato eye.
No, my eyes are better now.
Formerly mashed potato eye.
I can do those now. I can do the 3D on the 3DS anyway. I still don't do the movie ones because I don't want to put big old glasses on top of my other ones.
Yeah, right.
Is it so much to say in this in 2014 that is not cool, man? It's not cool. All right. If I wasn't doing the show right now, I'll tell you what I would be doing. I would be tuning into Coverville Radio.
Oh, you would you?
Well, I would want 24 hours of covers. That's what I'd be aiming for, looking for, and apparently that's what's going to give it to
that's
me.
That's right. Yeah, so that's the other thing that happened this weekend. Coverville Radio launched, although we had a power outage last night, and
perfect
I started
timing.
That server up,
yeah.
And it's not, something's not connecting, so I've got GnomeWise taking a look at things, but coverville.com/radio/ for podcast listeners to TMS, it should be up by the time you listen to this. So
great.
Once you're done listening to TMS, then go over and listen to Coverville Radio, coverville.com/radio/. I think you have to have that last ending slash, but nice. If you go to coverville.com, you'll see a link to it in the top of the page also.
That's great. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. I think that's great.
Well, thank you.
Where else am I going to get 24 hours?
24 hours a day of covers, and pretty soon we'll have the ability for people to, like if you're a Coverville citizen, you can program an hour of music that'll, you know, play at a certain time, a certain day, and you can tell your friends, hey, go listen to my hour of music. And stuff
got any
like that,
any Richard Cheese in the rotation?
Not yet.
No?
Not yet. Okay. Lots of me first in the Gimme Gimmes. There's only about 2,500 songs in there right now, which... it doesn't seem like a lot until you sit there and listen for a while. It's like, okay, yeah, there's a good variety here. You know, that's more than you'll hear on pop radio these days, folks.
Oh, yeah. Plus, that's a good long run, right?
By a factor of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good long run. But I'm going to be adding 5,000 songs a week. There's, 30,000 songs and covers in my library. So it's going to take a while to move those over because I have to program in all the links so that if people like a song, they can click a link and instantly go to Amazon and buy it.
Wow, that's great. Very nice.
There you go.
Coverville.com, everybody. I have something interesting to tell you that I just noticed because you were talking about playtimes, right, and how long your music is and how many songs you got.
Yeah.
I have all these files.
Putin is concerned.
Right, like all these clips.
So I'm going too.
Just millions of them.
What did the Doge do?
Right,
the Doge did what a Doge...
No!
And Nick, you know, jury...
Well, doing the Charleston is one way to keep warm.
Right. So I've got all these clips and I put the most pertinent ones in a playlist that's 1,078 little tiny 2 second, 1 second, 3 second clips. There's nothing longer than that in here. All right. But okay, because I have so many, if I wanted to play all of them for the chat room right now, 1 hour, 13 minutes straight worth of those stupid little drops. It's amazing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
An hour 13, Brian. How do you feel about that?
I think let's have a day, you know, next someday, Friday, like when there's not a TMS, let's just have a 1 hour and 15 minute soundboard belch.
Okay.
And listen to all of them one right after.
That sounds like a good idea. Let's get on that. We'll make it a Patreon unlock. Sounds good to me.
Oh, my God.
All right. We're going to go to Trek Nerd Town now. Oh, you know what, though?
What?
Still
you have to go over to the other machine? Still haven't fixed
Hang on a sec. Gosh, dang it. I was going to have this fixed.
You know, actually, it wouldn't be a bad idea. You and I should hook up. Let me get a few of the favorite noises out of that thing. And I'll throw it in the Coverville 24-hour radio rotation. Just, you know, throw it in there. So it
just put it in.
Plays three or four random ones every hour.
That's not a terrible idea. I've heard worse ideas in my life.
Yeah.
I think I'd be okay. Hey, check it out. It's Stump a Trek Nerd brought to you by
Hey guys, my sons Alan and Jacob have started a web video production company called Two Brother Productions. They've started a Kickstarter project for a web series they've been planning for over a year now called Battle of the AIs. They have 3 seasons of content ready to record, but they need help purchasing the equipment, thus the Kickstarter campaign. If anyone is interested, they can find the project at tinyurl.com/2broprod or http://blockcreations.com/2brothersprod.
Nice.
Blockcreations.com/2brothersprod. And by the way, 2 is the number 2, not spelled out 2. Yep. Thank you all for helping them out. Nick McKinney, a.k.a. Nick, 20 questions.
All right. Sounds good to me. Daryl, are you there?
Ah, shoot. I didn't write a birthday for today.
Oh, what are you thinking? Oh. What kind of trick nerd comes to the table without... No, it's fine, dude. Don't worry about it. I'm sure we could guess somebody like...
Yeah, quickly go through every person who's ever been on Star Trek and find someone. How hard can it be?
The farmer on Babe the Pig. What? Well, he's probably older now. Zefren Cochran. He's probably a little bit older. Maybe not. Maybe not his birthday now.
Cromwell? Hugh Cromwell?
Yeah, or...
James Cromwell.
James Cromwell.
James Cromwell, not Hugh Cromwell.
You're thinking of Hugh... I don't know who you're thinking of.
It's the guy... Who's the
James
guy
Bond.
It was Hugh Cornwell.
Hugh Cornwell?
Cornwell? Cromwell. Wasn't he like in Married to Jessica Tandy? Who am I thinking of?
Hugh. Oh, you're thinking of Hugh
Cronin.
Cronin. Cromwell. I started to write Hugh into the chat, by the way, or into the Google.
Yeah.
To look for who you were talking about. I accidentally typed huge, and guess what the suggested searches were?
Oh, God.
Huge zit, number one. Uh-huh. Huge dog breeds.
Kate Upton come up in that list anywhere?
Not yet. Huge teddy bear, huge zit pop, and huge homes. That's a weird... That's pretty weird.
That's pretty good, though, considering what could have come up when you type in the word huge.
If I start with just H-U-G, like hug, I get Hugh Jackman, Huggies, Hugo, Huggies Awards, and Hugh Hefner. So,
by the way, it's Hume Cronin, not Hugh Cronin.
Hume Cronin. There it is. And he comes up if you type Hume.
That's a crazy-ass name, really, if you think about it.
He's right behind...
Hume Cronin.
You get Humerus, Humera, Hume Kent, Hume Cronin, and Hume Equity. Anyway, somebody, because people don't know how to type home equity, they put Hume Equity.
Hume Equity.
Idiots. Internet's full of idiots. All right, Brian... Daryl is not one of those idiots, so we're going to talk to him now. Daryl, it's good to have you back. Trek Nerd time. You are a Trek Nerd. Time to be stumped in the styling of Trek Nerd stumping. And here's your question. Next Generation related. Deja Q is the episode. Q appears on the bridge naked, in the suit his mama gave him. The crew believes he is responsible for a moon's decaying orbit. Q says he is powerless. He says the Q continuum let him choose what form he would take as immortal. He chose human. He mentions he would have been a benzodian flea, something like that. What other animal does he mention saying that he could have been before choosing to be a human? Was it A, the Markoflyan sea lizard, Markoflyan sea lizard, something, B, a tribble, C, a Regulan bloodworm, bloodworm, or D, the Edelbaran mud leech?
Oh.
Edelbaran or Adelbaran Mudleech, however you say it.
Aldebaran.
Aldebaran. Shite. I was so not even... I wasn't even on the same planet. Holy crap. All right, good. Well, so you already feel confident? Am I sensing that from you?
Oh, 60%, I think.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this. Can I tell you something? Since we don't have food to test, can I say something about food?
Okay.
I don't want to eat any more plain rice, juice, and Jell-O.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm done with... I don't want to do this anymore. Thursday, I have to go back in there and report how my... He calls it my week of bowel rest. That's what the doctor calls it. Sounds awful, right? To see if that did what it needed to do, or if I have to go on another 10-day freaking antibiotic routine or not. At this point, I'm so sick of that food, I feel like I just need to do the antibiotics and be done with it. You know? I just don't want to... I just don't want to do this anymore. But I'm down to 204. Remember, Brian, when I saw you last, I was 245. I'm at 204 pounds now.
Wow. I am not going to reckon. Well, no. When I saw you at BlizzCon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, dude, that's insane.
Hold on, no, I'm sorry. BlizzCon, I was 225.
Because you look pretty damn svelte.
Right.
In Anaheim.
I keep forgetting Anaheim happened. That was such a flash. So fast.
It was, yeah, it was really fast.
All right, Daryl, let's not eat anything because we got nothing to eat. We do have some big stuff coming, though, by the way. I sent out a couple of addresses to some people, Yay. So we got some stuff coming.
Yay.
Do you have a birthday or are we screwed?
There's one here, a random thing. Let's see what it says. Ed McCready. He's dead.
Too soon.
He died. Well, yeah, actually, it kind of was. He died in 2002 at age 73. He was an actor, and he was in TOS. And what did he do? I don't know. He was in TOS.
TOS?
Oh, he was a Nazi guy in that Nazi episode, and he was an inmate in Dagger of the Mind, and he was a... Oh, remember that weird creature in the episode Miri that he aged, and he was all acting crazy and going...
Oh, yeah.
Because he was all old.
Yeah.
It's that guy.
It was that guy. All right. Well, good. Here's one more for you. 1967, Michelle Forbes.
What?
On this day in 1967, February 17th, 1967, Michelle Forbes was born. According to this.
What?
Also, that's what it says.
No, it's wrong.
Is it wrong? Michael Jordan was born in 63 today. Silly. Singer Billy Joe
You're looking
Armstrong.
At January 8th.
No, am I?
Because that's when Michelle Forbes was born.
Hold on.
1965.
February 17th is the day, right? Today?
Yeah.
17th of February. It says... Oh. Now it moved. Okay. Larry the Cable Guy. He was born today. No, it still says Michelle Forbes.
Really?
Ends in row on Star Trek. 1967, February 17th.
That's bizarre. On Memory Alpha, it says that she was born January 8th, 1965 in Austin, Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Lou Diamond Phillips. He was born today. Was he on Star Trek ever? No. I don't think he was. Was he? No.
She was a Trill in another episode. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's true.
She was? Before the Roe thing?
Before Roe, yeah.
Oh, weird. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good for her. I no longer believe this list. I think this list is
weird,
full of it.
Weird chinky winky hair.
Just check one more here to make sure. I think Rene Russo born today.
Yeah, I don't trust whatever you're looking at.
You think this is bullcrap?
I don't believe whatever you're looking at. I don't believe it.
Okay, one more. Buster Henry. I don't know who that is. There's your birthdays for today. Happy birthday, everyone. Daryl, let's get back to your question. What do you think this is? The Markovian sea lizard, the Tribble, the Regulon bloodworm, or the Aldebaran or Aldebaran mudleech? Would you say Alda? What is it?
Aldebaran.
Aldebaran mudleech.
I don't remember the lizard.
Closest star to us, isn't it? Or am I thinking of something else?
Aldebaran star?
Aldebaran.
What?
Does Superman gain his power from it?
It's a real star.
Yeah, I think it is.
Aldebaran. I think it's the closest one to Earth other than our own sun.
But sounds like a dog race, doesn't it? The Aldebaran? Don't you think?
That's the Aldebarathon.
or a Hyundai.
Yeah. But what is the Hyundai Aldebaran? The 2014 Aldebaran. That sounds just about right. I'm sick of new car names. They're terrible.
65 light years away in the zodiac constellation of Taurus, but maybe it's not the closest one.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the closest, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
65 light years. There's got to be one closer than that.
Chat room will tell us in a minute and a half. Okay.
That's right.
So deliberate, damn you. What do you think?
Andromeda is the closest one. Oh, well.
That's the galaxy.
That's the closest strain.
Yeah.
That's the closest strain. Come on now. Proxima Centauri is the nearest star at 32,000 miles. Light years.
Miles.
Light years.
Alpha Centauri. That's what I was thinking. Alpha Centauri is exactly what I was thinking. Yes.
Yeah. But that star is Proxima Centauri, and it's about 32,000 light years away from us.
Wow.
That's still pretty far.
That doesn't sound right.
Doesn't it? No? 32,000 light years is long. That's far, dude.
That's way far. Yeah, that's way out there.
But
65 light years is way closer.
65 light years?
Is way less than 32,000.
Wait, where? But what, 65 light years is how far away for what? What is that you're talking about?
The closest star.
Oh.
Yeah, this one says Alpha Centauri is only 4.37 light years from the sun.
Curtis B. in the chat room.
Making it the closest star system to the solar system.
The closest. So that's Alpha Centauri. The
closest.
I'm seeing 4.1, 3.11. Like, nobody really knows. Listen to you, chat room. You're the worst source of information I've ever seen. They're all got different numbers. Oh, well. Yes, Super Dave. 32,000 miles you could drive there.
You totally could.
Yeah, you could. It'd take you a while.
Overnights, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be all right. All right, Daryl. Sorry. Now that that's all cleared up and crystal clear.
Oh, boy.
What do you say?
Okay. I'm crossing out Lizard because... Now, what? Wait, what was even the question? I don't even remember now.
It was... The Q said he could have been one of these other creatures besides human.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's not the, I don't think it's the lizard, and I'm pretty sure it's not the tribble, because who would even consider that?
Yeah, and it's almost too much, too easy of a piece of fan service to say that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't imagine that.
And so I guess that's between the regular bloodworm and the Aldebaran leech.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was the leech. So that leaves the Regulan bloodworm.
All right, let's find out if he's correct. Is it the Regulan or Regulan or whatever bloodworm? Is it? Crap. It is the Markovian sea lizard, the one you least thought was it. He said he could have been a Markovian sea lizard or a Benzodian flea. But chose human. Belzodian.
I
can't. He knows I hate words like this. That's why he's putting them in here. They lock him in the brig.
Is it a Star Trek flea or an actual flea?
Exactly. They lock him in the brig on his way to the brig. He says it was a mistake to choose human. He lists everything he doesn't like. Here's him talking to Worf, doing his thing. Right here.
It was a mistake. I never should have picked human. I knew it the moment I said it. Think of a future in this shell. Forced to cover myself with a fabric because of some outdated human morality. To say nothing of being too hot or too cold. Growing feeble with age. Losing my hair. Catching a disease. Being ticklish. Sneezing. Having an itch. A pimple. Bad breath. Having to bathe.
Too bad.
Nice.
That's what I say to the kids when they don't want to take a bath.
You just say too bad?
Yep, just like that.
Do they have similar complaints? A pimple, being ticklish. Yeah. Having a crusty space hand. Should have been the other one. Chat room, are you distracting Brian Ibbett? I can see it in his video. He's being distracted by you people. I can see it.
Actually, it's not even that. It's Todd asking me to check something on the Coverville radio server.
Hey, so. Todd, you damn distracting one freak. All right. Good job, Daryl. You got
this,
it wrong.
Joint Star Trek audio.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Brian or Daryl, your name is Daryl. Let's do this again tomorrow. See how you do then. Maybe we'll have another tough one that's a little hard for you to surmount. But before we go... Why don't you give us a contest? And hold on, I got a theme for you. And it goes something like this one. All right, Daryl, lay it on us.
Okay. Man, I should have got that one right. Yeah, shoot, I'm going to kick myself
all
day.
Jeez, what a day.
Anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is this a Star Trek race or an actual horse?
Okay. All right, we did one like this before. I like these.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Menorcan.
Menorcan?
Menorcan.
Oh, dude. We got to say horse, Brian, because it sounds too alien.
Menorcan. I've never heard of it either. Yeah, all right. I'll go with you. Let's say.
It's got to be horse because it feels like a horse. Trick question because that feels like they're forcing us to alien side here. All right. Horse.
Well, you can blame the Tadpool's own genie for this one, and it is a horse.
Aw, see?
Of course it's a horse. Of course.
A horse? Or something.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
Oh, it's the news.
Rants brought to you by. Thank you guys for the continuous streams of mornings you bring us. It's a constant laughing and entertaining show. And on behalf of myself and I'm sure everyone else, we thank you. Also, must wrote and check out Sir Phipps on YouTube from Connor Phipps.
He's the one with that hot girlfriend. Remember him?
Yes.
I think so. I think he has a good looking girlfriend.
I love that that's like, you know, it's Tom Cruise in his single tooth. It's Joaquin Phoenix in his hair lip. And it's Connor Phipps and his hot girlfriend.
Yeah. And by the way, speaking of Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes.
You know, he went through that period where he was faking being,
yeah,
all,
being
weird.
All weird. Yeah.
He's right. Still kind of weird. He's you a little think? Weird. He was on a Fresh Air episode and he's weird. He's a little weird.
We went and saw Her on Saturday night. It was really, really good. You know, let me tell you something. Mm. Your drive-through experience,
yeah,
equates to our movie theater experience.
You always have bad movie theater experiences.
Because Tina had somebody dump, you know, one movie. Tina had somebody dump a whole thing of popcorn in her lap slowly as they were apologizing for doing it and continuing to do it as they were apologizing.
That's awesome.
And then, you know, another time somebody fell asleep. So we went and saw Her, and there's this, you know, pivotal moment where, yeah, there's this really, really quiet, deep conversation between Siri, mm-hmm, between Samantha, yeah, and the main character, Theo, yeah, or whatever his name is. And
Theo, yeah.
Theo.
Yeah.
And
Theo!
That's right, that's what it's. Theo, why'd you go get some yellow pudding, that's, and some, right, Coca-Cola and for some flowers?
Samantha, you seem so real to me, Pokemon. I can't do him. What the hell is that? It wasn't even a good vibe. That wasn't anything. Anyway, sorry.
So when we originally got in the theater, sat down, and then a few minutes later, right before the preview, somebody walked in and sat about three seats down from Tina. They were talking and laughing loudly. We're thinking, oh my God, you know, should we move now? And I said, no, we'll be able to tune them out. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And they didn't talk throughout most of the movie, but this quiet moment in Her.
Yeah.
And the sound is down. This guy all of a sudden decides that there is a kernel of popcorn in the lowest recesses of the bag that he needs to fish around for and get. and I am not exaggerating when I say it's a full 2 minutes, 3 minutes of digging in this loud, crinkly paper bag, which by the sound of it felt like it was full. But he's trying to get down to that bottom corner, like, you know, there's a pot of gold down there. And it's like,
at what point is your situational awareness meter so off the mark? Like, how do,
yeah,
people,
exactly,
not notice that? I don't,
exactly,
get it.
Because we looked over. I mean, we're three seats away from this guy. We look over, and the people around us are all looking over like, what the hell? And, yeah, then we kind of start laughing a little bit to ourselves because it's just so ridiculous,
yeah,
that this person is doing that. Finally, after 2 minutes, he found whatever it was that he wanted and stopped that.
Yeah.
And then about 30 minutes later, look over. He's dead asleep.
He was asleep?
Tuckered himself out.
Oh, well, it's hard work digging that one kernel.
I was wondering if maybe there was something a little shady going on there. Yeah. like a little, you know, the movie got him a little more excited than he wanted to admit.
Yeah.
And the bag just happened to be in the way.
I wonder. Two minutes of rustling. You never know.
That's right.
Trying to, you know, quote unquote, dig out the kernel.
That's right. A little tussle.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Speaking of kernels, it's pretty prescient there.
Oh, well done. All right. Anyway.
That's good. You do have bad experiences at movie theaters.
Yeah, it's really weird.
And you guys need to move to the Utah system of all reserved all the time.
God, I love that.
It's,
although,
the best.
You know, it wouldn't keep weirdos from sitting next to us.
No, good point. You'd just be reserved next to somebody now.
Right.
And, oh, then we, good point,
get up and move. Holy cow.
Maybe there's a reason why Arvada doesn't have this yet. starting to come clear to me.
Right.
All right, in the news, Kaylee Findley, seems like a nice name.
Yeah.
Was arrested after she failed to return a Jennifer Lopez movie she rented in 2005.
To have to now come out and say, yes, I rented this movie, this Jennifer Lopez movie in 2005. Like,
yeah,
that's the part, that's the headline right there. Oh, and I forgot to take it back.
Not even a good one either. She's of Pickens, South Carolina is where she's from. Was arrested Thursday when she went into Sheriff County's office to report a crime. According to Fox Carolina, police discovered she had an active warrant for not returning a movie. Apparently, this is a big crime down there. The 27-year-old woman was charged with petite larceny. Petite larceny.
That's a thing?
Yes.
Petite larceny?
I love it. Think about
that's
that.
That's not how you would even spell petite, though. Petite is spelled with an E.
Oh, I thought it was.
I think that's petty larceny, and they mistyped it.
Good point. I prefer to think that there's a petite larceny, though.
Petite larceny. I don't know.
Maybe petty larceny.
They spelled it like petty fours, P-E-T-I-T.
I've got a petite larceny.
I'm looking up to see if there's petite larceny.
That's
right. Oh, look at that. There is.
There is? What? Maybe they just spelled
there
it wrong.
There is.
Hold on.
Stealing of another person's personal property in which the property is generally less than value $50.
Oh, wow.
Petite larceny.
It's also a Harry Potter teacher. It's a dark arts teacher in the eighth book. His name is Petite Larceny. Professor Larceny was his short for it. Oh, that's really weird. That's very strange.
That's not pronounced petty, is it? I mean, have we been spelling petty larceny, like Tom Petty, for a long time, and it's not really
I doubt it. If we have been, everyone has been. It's definitely not just you and me. It can't just be us, right?
Yeah, let's see here. Petty larceny. No, there is a separate petty larceny. A small amount of money or objects with little value, such as less than $500. So you've got petite larceny up to 50, petty larceny up to 500, and then everything bigger than that is like grand larceny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like it. It's like ordering drinks at a Starbucks.
Would you like petite, petty, or grand?
Yeah. That's exactly right. That's very funny. We've learned something today, and I feel good about it.
The prices are about equivalent.
She failed to return the video cassette Monster-in-Law, the Jennifer Lopez film Monster-in-Law in 2005. She will spend one night in jail. The video store she rented the movie from is actually no longer in business, which is kind of ironic. It's obvious that Pickens County had nothing better to do, Finley wrote to Fox Carolina on Facebook. I fully intend to be fighting this. It's ridiculous. This had to happen to me.
Wait a minute, I kind of agree. So she turned herself in. She went to the county sheriff's office to report a crime.
A crime, but not this crime. They didn't get into what the other crime was. Yeah.
So
she went in there to do some other good deed, and they went, wait a minute, we got her down for this Monster-in-Law rental.
So the video rental place, when they close down, they turn over all those late movies to the police?
I don't know. Or what they more likely is they put that turn that over to the police when it was in late stage and she had never paid it or come back, and that warrant just stayed.
Wow.
So I don't think it's when they close. I think it just continued on when they were gone. There ought to be a statute of limitations, dude. That's 10 years ago almost.
Totally. Yeah.
Give me a break.
Wow.
Monster-in-Law,
criminy.
Here's a good story for you. Donkey penis. Scott,
and I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those kids and that pesky dog.
You meddling kids. Donkey penis confiscated at a New Zealand airport.
Okay.
This is real. It's perfectly legal to bring a weapon of mass destruction into the airport as long as it's attached to you. Huffington Post. We wonder if the Chinese man stopped at a New Zealand customs agent for bringing an 11-inch donkey penis. Read our story in 2012. If he did, he would have noticed that then Johan Falcon, the man with the world's largest penis, made it through airport screeners while packing a 13.5 inches. Why are they telling us this? I don't want to know about this.
Because it's funny. Oh, it's funny because this one's a real penis that's attached to this guy. The other one's a donkey penis.
Well, the Chinese passenger was traveling from China to Wellington last month. He declared the penis, along with his other donkey meat, as food.
No.
Yes.
Well, all right, I guess.
Well, people eat penises.
Yeah.
All of the meat was reportedly destroyed.
He's on his way to Chinese Fear Factor.
Oh, Chinese Joe Rogan will be so upset if I don't show up with donkey penis. But the man didn't face charges because he declared it upon arrival, according to Yahoo. So, all that precious donkey meat destroyed.
Wow.
By New Zealand officials. Not such a friendly town after all, Peter Jackson. What's going on up there?
Jeez,
man. Squarespace.com would like to have you build a website. And why? Because maybe you're the next great news site to bring us great stories like the Chinese traveler with a penis in his bag. Maybe you're the next one. Maybe you need
next
to be able to...
Tip.
Yes. You need to go to to your people and reach out to them. You do that through a great website and blog. And you want one with good mobile compatibility. You want one with great great built-in features like great templates you can just use and find and like. You might want one that can help you sell stuff. Well, go to squarespace.com and get all that. And get it for free for a trial. You just want to try it out, see if I'm full of crap or not. Test me, dude. Go for it. I mean it. They don't have... Do you even lift, bro? What am I even
test
doing?
Test me. Yeah.
They have a free trial. You don't even have to put a credit card in. They don't even hold one. You just go and you try it. And if you like it, and I think you will, use morning at checkout for 25% off. That's morning at checkout at squarespace.com. That'll get you 25% off your order. Do it today because I think you'll be happy you did. Okay? Yeah. All right.
If communists have attempted to inject their propaganda into the motion picture, they have failed miserably.
It's Celebrity Poop brought to you by
Epic Geeks Podcast Edition for gamer geeks everywhere. Come enjoy three Brits discussing their geeky gamer habits for news, reviews, and much, much more. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podkicker, or on our website at epicgeeks.co.uk.
Sounds good to me. John Henson, son of iconic puppeteer Jim Henson, died of a heart attack the other day. Age 48 is all.
Wow. Holy cow.
He was also known, you may not have known this, but he was the big... running around Muppet that was like the monster.
Oh, right. They did the Sully.
Sully. What's its name?
Huge head.
Yeah. Yes. Ah, crap. I can't find it in here either. Anyway, the son of late great children's entertainment visionary. Sweetums. That's it.
Yeah.
Jim Henson died after a sudden massive heart attack, his family's reported. The Henson Company announced the death of the 48-year-old son to its iconic founder in a Facebook post Saturday. Died Friday while at home with one of his two daughters. Henson is also survived by his wife, Jiungia. How would you say that? Jiungia? It's
Jiungji.
Jiungji, is that how you'd say it?
Jiungji. That's how it's
interesting name. And his siblings, Lisa, Cheryl, Brian, and Heather. Two other members of the family had jobs in their father's namesake company, with Brian Henson as chairman, Lisa Henson as CEO. John Henson is listed prominently as one of the five members of the Henson family on the company's website. Yeah, that's sad. 48?
That is
come on,
sad. That's so young.
What's going on, man? It's only a few years for us.
And I think he did, Buxley's asking if he did the new Kermit voice. I think he did. I think he was the newer voice of Kermit because his voice was close enough to his dad's.
I thought
right?
It was Brian who did that. I could be wrong. I think that's Brian Henson.
Oh, really?
I think. I could be wrong. I know that the Christmas one, Christmas Carol, yeah. Muppet Carol.
Yeah.
Hold on. Christmas Carol cast. I'm going to find out who played Kermit real quick. Kermit was played by... Steve Whitmire. So not even him. Never mind. At some point, you're right. I know that one of the sons did the voice for something.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what the deal was.
You're probably right about it being Brian Henson.
I love that movie. It's my favorite version. Do you know what's my favorite version of the Christmas Carol by far?
Really?
Yeah. Well, I hate Scrooged. You know that.
Yes.
Not a fan.
Which I'm surprised. I really like that.
I hate that movie.
But the Muppets Christmas Carol is your favorite.
Did you watch it this year? Have you seen Scrooge lately?
I haven't seen it in the last probably 5 or 6 years, but when last time I saw it, I thought it still held up.
Give it another watch.
But see, it's Bill Murray. I mean, you know.
I know. I like him too. And everything he does, but not this. He is phoning that in. It is bad. Bad Murray, bad everything. It's not good. That movie does not hold up. You should watch it again, then tell me. Wait until next Christmas, though. Don't do it now.
Okay. Don't watch it in February.
No. Bad idea.
Sure.
Lego Movie stayed atop the box office. My kids and wife saw this. Some of my kids have seen it multiple times. I still haven't seen it.
Wow.
I was busy when they all went.
Yeah, my uncle saw it and raved about it.
Yeah, people can't shut up about it. And it's doing really well. The critics love it. 97% or something on Rotten Tomatoes.
Huh.
It can't get much better than that. For a freaking Lego movie? Jeez.
Yeah, I know. Who'd have thunk, right?
Let me double check that. Yeah, 96%. And it did real well over the weekend, continuing to dominate number one. And that's two consecutive weeks over the Valentine's holiday. The Warner Brothers animated flick, voiced by Chris Pratt, Channing Tatum, Will Ferrell, and more. Block Screen Gems rom-com About Last Night, and MGM and Sony's reboot of RoboCop, which people do not like.
No.
Nothing but bad talk about that there.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah.
49%. 50% is roughly where it's at, but whatever. Sounds like Endless Love is just garbage.
They have a reboot of Endless Love? I did not even know that.
Yeah, it's a remake.
I remember the song, Diana Ross. And
yeah, it's a remake, and it is...
Lionel Richie, I think.
Let's see.
Yeah, it was a Brooke Shields thing, right?
Yeah, Shields, and she was naked or something, and she was too young to be or something weird.
I thought that was the Blue Lagoon.
Oh, maybe. You might be right. Oh, you're right. I'm confusing them.
You're totally who knows? I mean, she might have gotten naked in Endless Love, too.
Yeah, that's a good point.
My love, there's only you in my life. The only thing that's right.
And then the chick came in. Who was the lady? Yeah,
Diana Ross.
Diana Ross, yeah.
My love.
My love. I hate that song.
Your every breath that I take. Your every mess I make. That's it. That's exactly
it. So the lyrics? Okay.
Yes. Jay Valentine and I are going to do that for Nerdtacular Karaoke. I'm declaring it right now.
Okay. I'm in.
And he'll do the Lionel Richie part and I'll do the Diana Ross part.
All into that. That sounds good to me. let's see. It did really well. The movie adds an estimated $48.8 million to the three-day gross and is expected to finish with $60 million for a four-day total that ends Monday. If it does, it will mark the second-best showing of all time for the long holiday weekend and President's Day holiday of 2010, which was Valentine's Day. That was a horror movie? Yeah. That was $63.1 million.
I've never even heard of that one either.
I think it was.
Been so engrossed in Oscar movies that we haven't heard about Endless Love or Valentine's Day?
Well, I think Endless Love. I mean, remember what month we're in. This is when you dump all your crap. And they just, the Lego thing is an exception to the typical rule. Not looking good out there. It's an ugly box office right now. that's it for that. Tweaked Audio sponsoring the program. TweakedAudio.com is where you go to get fantastic earbuds. Earbuds of quality. That's what I like to call them. Engineered for durability, noise reduction, and compatibility, all with a lifetime warranty. Go check out a pair right now at tweakedaudio.com using the code STREAM at checkout for 33% off. That code is STREAM for 33% off. Let's take a break. When we come back, major spoilers. Mr. Steven Schleicher will be here and some other stuff. So come back for that. Before all that, though, a song. What do you got for me, Brian?
Yeah, we never really talked about which one to do first, but we'll do the short one first.
Okay.
We'll do D first.
Okay.
That helps you out a lot.
It does.
Let's see here. Ashley Lowe emailed in and said, "Greetings and salutations, Brian, as the holiday season is finally behind us and the looming Valentine's Day season is upon us. I wanted to get an early request in. Seems as though you've been a little short on music requests this month, and I know there will be a plethora of sappy requests once February finally hits, so mine shall be the first. You played a request for me over a little over a year ago to celebrate the birthday of my newly acquired husband, and yes, it's been over a year of wedded bliss. Oh. My husband Jeremiah has been especially fabulous as of late, so I wanted to request a song to be played in honor of him and everything he has done for me, both as a loving spouse and as my best friend."
Oh.
He was the one, after all, who introduced me to the Frog Pants community. I just wanted to take the time and tell him how much I appreciate everything he does for us and for me, and for always striving to make me a better person. I'm a better person because of him. We have been together now for over 10 years, and I'm looking forward to the next 50. Jeremiah, I love you so much. Thank you for putting up with me and making me look good to everyone we know. As for the song, we danced to Login and Messina's Danny song at our wedding, so maybe a cover of that would be appropriate. Thanks, Brian. Love the show, and keep up the good work. Ashley Lowe.
All right.
So this I guess was supposed to be on Valentine's Day, but we had to push in from Wednesday's show. We pushed a couple songs over into Thursday. So,
yeah.
You know, there you go. This is a great version of the song. You really just can't beat this band for everything that they do. From their album Have a Ball from 1997, here are Me First and the Gimme Gimmies and Danny's song.
All right, here it is. DS for short. Can't put your old cartridges in there anymore. All right. When we come back, a bunch more stuff. So please stay right where you are. We'll be right back.
People smile and tell me I'm a lucky one. And we've just begun. Think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like she and me, as free as a dove. Come and see me, love. Sun's gonna shine above. Even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a chain of love. In the morning when I arrive, bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright. Pisces, Virgo, rising is a very good sign. Strong and kind. And a little boy of mine. Now I see a family where there once was none. And now it's just begun. Yeah, we're gonna fly to the sun. Even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey.
lover and she'll bring you luck. If you can find she helps your mind, better take her home. Don't you live alone. Try to earn what lovers own. You go! Even though it ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a change. In the morning when I rise, bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright.
What you doing, Granny?
Making myself a new pipe.
Oh, I got something here you want to cotton to. That banker fella gave them to me.
What's that?
Winston cigarettes. Try one, Granny. They is first rate.
If you say they're really good.
Best smoking you ever had.
By thunder, Jed. That is good smoking.
Now try it this way, Granny.
Tastes even better.
You tell me these Winstons is the best tasting cigarette you can get.
Well, I may put away my corn cob. That's saying a heap for them.
You know, Granny, there just ain't no way of saying how good a Winston is. You gotta smoke one to find out.
Well, I can say this. Winston tastes mighty good.
Like a cigarette should.
Erin doesn't have a friend.
The Morning Stream. No dicks here.
And we're back. Thank you, Scott Fletcher. Mm-hmm. And man, the gimme gimmies just keep on giving and giving.
They do, yes.
You're a fan.
I am a fan. I really like them. And I've got all of their music ported over to the, I ported it over to the radio server. So.
Are they pure, are they straight up covers? That's it? That's all they ever do?
They're straight up covers, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all right then.
Exactly.
I think there's anything wrong with that, folks.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
I believe the time has come for us to call Steven Schleicher. Schleicher.
Yay! Oh, I never even looked in to see what we're going to be talking about today. So it's going to be a big surprise.
Yeah, I don't remember myself. Or maybe I do.
Did he send? Oh, there it is. Yep, there it is.
Who
I have his
knows?
List.
We even have a little theme for him, if I can find it. Hold on. Oh, man, where'd it go? All right, well, here, this one we'll have to do. Steven Schleicher, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm prepping for class. What are you guys doing?
Oh, you got class today. I thought you guys took that off for the President's Day hoo-ha.
My son is here in the office with me. Say hey, Mason.
Hi. Oh,
hi, Mason. He's here today hanging out.
He grew up so quick.
Yeah, no. I had somebody in here earlier, thought he was 4, and he's like, no, I'm 6 and a half.
Dude, what the heck, man?
No.
He's going to be driving before you know it.
I know.
Steven's one of our favorite guests, comes on Mondays, talks about cool pop culture stuff, comic books, movies, and more. Always a pleasure, sir. Glad to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
Let's dive right in. There's not a ton going on this week, but there's some things.
No.
There's a lot of stuff with this Star Wars Rebels show and Freddie Prinze Jr. voiced character and whatnot.
Yeah, a whole bunch of new characters showing up. Let's see, they've got Freddie Prinze Jr. playing a new Jedi, kind of a cowboy Jedi, so don't expect him to be wearing robes and those kinds of things.
Yeah, imagine take Han Solo, mush him into Luke Skywalker, and that's kind of what this is.
Yeah, pretty much, and give him a ponytail.
Yeah.
So probably a lot of those guys hanging around Denver lately. Then there's a new kid who's a Jedi called Ezra, and I forget who he's voiced by. And then they've got a new robot droid that they're introducing, kind of a mashup between like the R4 and the R2 units. Mm-hmm. And he kind of does his own thing. So Disney
is
really
pushing. Droid, is that robot droid better than Ezra?
Probably.
Wow. Let me ask this question.
Nice one.
I thought Ezra was a name reserved for really old men. I've never heard a kid named Ezra in my life.
This is a story that takes place a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Oh, there you go. So really, really old name.
Oh, got it. So my take on that so far, they haven't shown a lot of actual finished like post-production footage of this thing yet.
No.
It's a lot of animatics and sort of, you know, sketchy, sort of storyboardy looking stuff. But I actually think the movement toward making Star Wars a more swashbuckly affair is actually kind of the right move.
I think it is too. I think one of the interesting things from the and Scott, I think you'd appreciate this from the art style standpoint, is everything is a lot softer than what it was in Star Wars Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. In Clone Wars, everybody had, you know, a very angular, sharp edge to them. Yeah. They kind of soften that up towards the end of the season. And of course, series, the end of season 6 is going to come out on DVD later this year. But if you look at the characters in Star Wars Rebels, they're all very rounded, have a soft approach. They kind of look more like what you would see in a traditional Disney animated 3D movie. So, you know, these characters look a lot like the characters you see in Frozen or in one of the other 3D movies that they had come out, like Wreck-It Ralph or something like that. So it's a unique style. I mean, it's you can tell right away that it's Disney, but throwing that into the Star Wars universe, I think, is a bit of a bonus.
And are they tapping? Are they tapping Disney Studios? You know, is that who's doing this? Like Disney Animation Studios or somebody?
No,
else
it's still it's still Lucasfilm and the Lucas Animation people that are putting this all together. They've got a bunch of videos that we have up on Major Spoiler site for each of these articles, where they still talk about the same creative teams in place and those kinds of things. So it kind of works out.
I'll tell you what's weird: Freddie Prinze Jr. is like in a bunch of footage of him recording and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's what's weird about him: he doesn't look any different to me than he ever did. Same face. Hasn't aged a bit, except his hair's gray. So he's got gray hair on top, gray goatee, but it looks like he's been in the makeup trailer putting on an old man wig, because otherwise he looks like Freddie Prinze Jr. still.
Isn't that one of the marks of the apocalypse that your friend keeps talking about?
Probably. Broken fifth ring and then this?
Yeah.
Oh, we're screwed, man.
Oh, no.
Who's the
Freddie of Prince?
Is he still married?
Gray hair.
He's still married.
Yeah, he's still married to Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Okay, so there's still a thing. That's good for them.
Yep.
Yeah, it's interesting. I just there's something about him that used to bug me and that I liked at the same time. So him doing voice work, I don't have a problem with that. That's great. Bring it on.
Yeah.
The only thing
I think he's been out of the spotlight long enough to where people won't recognize his voice right off. Because sometimes you hear a voice actor and you're like, oh, that is Clancy Brown, or oh, that is so
and
so.
Takes you right out of whatever you're listening to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so unique. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like, for example, the really good Tron thing they did. What was that called? Disney had it on for like a season, and then they canceled
that. Yeah.
Tron
XD. I don't know. Fancy.
I
know what you're talking about.
Whatever it was. It was a really cool animated Tron thing, and it was extremely well done. The only problem was you had Frodo in the main role, and I just knew it was him the whole time, and I couldn't get over this idea that I was listening to Frodo talk the entire time. And then Lance Hendrickson was the bad guy, who I love, Lance Hendrickson, and anything he does. But even then, it was just like, oh, it's like Bishop. Like headless bishop talking to me.
Right.
Just can't deal with it. Anyway, Star Wars Rebels coming. What's the release? Do we know when this is happening?
It is the fall 2014.
Okay, so soon.
Cool.
They're sending out stuff all the time. I mean, they sent out a really cool thing a couple of weeks ago. They released these mini posters, exclusive 2,500 card set, basically, about 9x6 postcard size. They sent them out to websites and all these kinds of things. They look really cool. We got a set of them here at Major Spoilers. We put a video of them up on the website, and they are cool looking, sharp looking designed posters that are kind of in that propaganda era. Star Wars Rebels takes place at the height of the Empire's rule across the five systems or whatever it is. And it's going to be I think an interesting show. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm stoked about all the new Star Wars stuff, and this it seems like this will be one of the first things we get. So bring it on.
Yep.
Tell me about, so Gotham's that show and it's getting its cast. And we talked last week about, who they're picking to put in for Jim Gordon and all that.
Right.
Who is Harvey Bullock for people who don't know? And who's going to play him is the question.
Okay. So Harvey Bullock is a,
who's Harvey Bullock?
He's a detective. That's pretty good. He's a detective that kind of does things his own way. He doesn't follow the rules exactly. He's a little rough around the edges. I don't think there's ever a question of whether he's a dirty or corrupt cop, although that does come up several times in some of the extended storylines. In fact, in pre-DC 52, he actually was suspended because he bent the rules a little bit too far. So he's a really interesting character. I think most people saw him in Batman the Animated Series, although he was around before then, kind of the heavy set, eating a sandwich, dirty kind of guy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, previously in Gotham, people were tagging Donnell Loge, the guy from The Tao of Steve, and he was in that... it was a long-running series on Fox, I believe, where he was, you know, just a plumber schmo and his family growing up kind of thing.
How about a sandwich-eating plumber schmo? I like that idea.
Sandwich-eating plumber schmo. So imagine somebody dirty, gritty, and a little overweight.
Yeah.
And that's who Donnell Loge, I think that's how you say his name, will be playing Harvey Bullock in the upcoming Gotham City on Fox.
That's great.
I guess he is currently on the Sons of Anarchy television series.
Oh, you know what? You're right. The show he was on, I remember this Fox show, it was a comedy. Mm-hmm. And it didn't last a terrible long amount of time.
It actually lasted 3 or 4 seasons, did which it? Was surprising. Yeah,
Grounded for Life, it was called.
Yes, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember that show now. He's an interesting dude. And he looks like a sandwich-eating, you know, cop jerk man. Totally.
Yeah.
I love the sandwich-eating part. That's my favorite part of what you added into this conversation, is that that guy's a sandwich eater. But you know what's true? Whenever you see Bullock in the comics, he's always noshing on some sandwich.
Right. And now there have been, in the movies, there have been characters that are close to Bullock. In Batman Begins, the crooked cop that was that Batman strung up, wanting to know where all the drugs were. That could have been a Harvey Bullock type character. In the very first Batman movie with Michael Keaton, the guy that the Joker shoots, the corrupt cop that he shoots there in the factory, could also be considered a Bullock character, even though neither one of them was named that.
Right. Sorry, I just got sidetracked noticing he was also in Blade, and then it reminded me of how much I enjoyed the first Blade.
Oh, yeah.
And then it reminded me how irritating Stephen Dorff's commercials for e-cigarettes is.
So now forget Dorff on Golf.
Oh, yeah, Dorff on Golf.
Stephen Dorff on Golf? Wow.
Have you seen the blue cigarette ads he's doing?
No. I haven't.
Take your freedom back, smokers. You need to watch it. I freaking hate it because he acts like he's this oppressed, like he's like some oppressed guy who's been living in a prison because nobody would let him smoke. And now that he's got his blue e-cigarette, take your freedom back. Let's rise up and take it back, everybody. It's like, no, dude, you're just getting paid a bunch of money, a-hole. All right. Sorry, I've gone off too long. Let's take it back. Let's bring it back. How about She-Hulk number one? Now, let me tell you, I've not read She-Hulk ever, so I want to tell you what I think the She-Hulk is, and you tell me how wrong I am, all right?
Okay.
So as a fellow comic dorks personality, and really my... When it comes to comic books, Steven's my go-to guy. He knows stuff, and I go to him.
Oh, boy, it's Marvel, so don't...
Tell me
what you think, and then I will warp it even further, and then the chat room the tadpool will just go nuts. So.
It's like any of these offshoots, in my head, they don't work right, because... And I should read them so I know better, but it seems like she is... I'm like the Hulk, except I'm smart, and I can still talk trash and stuff while I'm the Hulk lady, but I got the same radiation, and it's like this, but with females. Am I wrong?
So Bruce Banner's cousin is a lawyer. She's got, I forget, she gets injured some way. She has to get a blood transfusion from Bruce.
Oh, it's worse than I thought. All right, keep going.
She gets the Hulk powers, but she's permanently transformed. Right. So she still retains all of her memories, her intelligence, faculties, she's very smart, everything, except she's just this big 7-foot-tall, muscular woman.
Okay.
At green. I forgot to mention green.
Always, though, right?
Always.
Never not green. Back. Okay. But never, she's not green. Like, ugh, She-Hulk smash.
No.
Okay.
No. She's very intelligent.
Okay. Tell me about the Red Hulk. What's his deal? Is he...
General Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah. Thunderbolt Ross, yes.
Okay, great. So I thought, then what's the medieval Hulk? Is he just another Hulk from a different time?
The medieval Hulk?
Yeah.
From like Thor 1602? Is that what you're talking about?
You might be thinking of Planet Hulk or World War Hulk.
World War Hulk.
Probably. Yeah. So the Illuminati and the Marvel Universe decided that the Hulk was too much of a hassle to deal with. Yeah. So they rocketed him off to another planet where they thought nobody was there. And in the process, his ship got crippled or something. He landed on another planet and became a warlord. They put him in gladiator games, and then he kind of took over the planet.
But was he still David Banner or Bruce Banner?
Yeah,
okay. he was still
Bruce Banner.
Yeah,
so he could turn
form pretty much permanently.
Well, that's what I wondered.
He was so angry all the time. I mean, wouldn't you be pissed off if someone shot you into space and sent you off to another planet where you had to fight?
So after all this conversation, I just want to make this point. I believe the Hulk has been mismanaged. I think that this is all crazy. Don't you think? Like, it's all pretty goofy. And I know comics do this, you know.
Yeah.
But, we went to another planet and became a warlord. Great.
That's
stupid.
It kind of is. I mean, the problem is you can only take characters so far before you have to do a complete reboot of them. Yeah. I mean, everybody remembers Peter Parker as this young high school kid who's just a schmuck. And the minute that Peter Parker or Spider-Man has something really good happen to him, you can't go back to having him being a schmuck. So the minute that you make the Hulk something bigger and badder than just this green menace that terrorizes people, then you can't put that genie back in the bottle, and therefore you have to figure out some other crazy way of resetting him. So sending the Hulk off into space, having him do his thing, and then return to Earth gave them that way of kind of resetting that character and resetting up conflicts and stuff.
All right. To finally – to send you out – I'm finding the right word here. properly
off
here.
The show.
I want to know – I want to know, Mr. Schleicher, what your I'm sick of people telling me how they're expecting garbage with the new X-Men. I hear this constantly. That, it's not going to be any good. It's so stupid to have them cross over the timelines. What's-his-name doesn't have a direct good hero movie anymore. Why are people talking this way about the new X-Men movie? I think it looks fantastic.
You know, yeah. I really, really liked X-Men First Class. I liked, you know, even though, again, I fell asleep in the last 10 minutes of the Wolverine movie, the one where he goes to Japan, I really enjoyed that movie. Mm-hmm. I really don't have a problem with it. I think, and of course, I'm a sucker for time travel movies, so you kind of got me there.
Sure.
I think people are just bagging on it because that third X-Men movie was so bad, and they're taking that and applying it to every other X-Men title that comes out of Paramount.
Yeah. But it seems like First Class should have redeemed it, right?
I thought so too. I thought a lot of people really liked that movie, so I don't
understand. It was critically acclaimed, and you know, a lot of good actors and stuff going on in there. Like there was nothing to hate. But you know, Last Stand has a lingering stink. There's no question.
I think I think that's what it is. Yeah.
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 Fox, by the way, are the people who make those movies. Not Paramount.
Oh, Fox. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's okay. Yeah, it just occurred to me.
You know, I guess it's Paramount that has Spider-Man.
Sure. And having just watched Gandalf do his thing again, because I just watched The Hobbit finally over the weekend, it just reminded me that I'm stoked to see. And they played a trailer for this movie, and it looks great. I mean, I don't know what else people want. You got all the people from all the times all looking great.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the cool thing is you've got the X-Men from First Class, and you've got them from the other X-Men franchise, and you've got the Wolverine all mixing in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be really cool. And I think if people give it a sci-fi you know, time travel superhero movie. I think it's got a lot of stuff in it for people, and you know, people fighting giant robots and dystopian futures. And man, it's going to be kind of awesome. I think
talk about reasons to turn your nerd cards in. If you are not looking forward to that, then what good are you? You're not helping us any. Whoever you are out there, you should be looking forward to a new X-Men movie. It's in your contract. You're not supposed to hate it before you see it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I mean, I feel that way a little bit about Spider-Man when Raimi was doing it. Well, I guess 3 just soured me, so you know, I'm maybe less hot on Spider-Man, but even then I'm still, you know, it's still do you want to live in a world where it's not coming out?
Well, you still haven't seen the Andrew Garfield one, right?
No, I haven't.
It's okay.
I haven't seen it. Should I?
You should see it. Yeah, I mean,
you should see it.
It's worth seeing. It's not bad. It's just,
I mean, rent it on iTunes or report to be on Netflix.
Don't rent a movie theater and project it in 3D.
I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, and I do think it's going to be kind of that same problem that you had with Spider-Man 3 with this upcoming one, that they have so many villains.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Villain overdose.
Maybe
even
more
villain
than
overload.
The ones that we've seen.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, really?
Yeah, I think they're going to – I don't know if it's this week or next, but I think they may be announcing yet another villain's going to making an appearance in the movie.
They need to not – that's bad. Why are we doing that? That seems very dangerous.
Well, I mean, keep in mind, too, honestly, I think as much as people are playing on the Rhino bit with Paul Giamatti – I think he's only going to be in there in like the first 15 minutes of the movie, and you're not going to see him any other time. And the only reason I say that is if people go and read the Ultimate Comics Spider-Man series, there is literally, it starts off in one of the arcs where the Rhino starts rampaging. Spider-Man shows up, puts him down in like four panels or, you know, four pages total for the action. And then that's all you see of him for a long time.
Mm.
And I think that's going to be something similar here.
Okay. So
I think you're going to open with Spider-Man fighting the Rhino, and then he's done.
Oh, that's interesting. He'll be like the Underminer in The Incredibles. Just a short little blip. I can deal with that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Now, that's just my prediction. I could totally be wrong. But.
Speaking of sequels, I would love is an incredible sequel. I would watch that right now if that happened. Real quick, one final prediction from Steven Schleicher, resident DC expert and fan of all things DC. When they reboot Batman, and I mean proper, not this Superman business, who is our first Bat villain? Do they go straight to Joker, or do we get Penguin because he's languished for a while? Do they resurrect Harvey Dent, or what do we do? Where are we going? What do we have?
I think if they reboot it, I don't think that they'll touch the Joker for a while, even though that seems like the go-to character. Mm-hmm. I think the one that really hasn't been addressed, because it was addressed so poorly the last time, is the Penguin. Mm. And I think that if you look, Actually, you know who probably would be a really good story would be the Court of Owls storyline.
Oh, yeah.
To an extent, you know, this underground group that has been undermining Gotham for years, make it a conspiracy kind of theory bit for Batman to follow. That could be very interesting. I mean, without getting into the whole cloning, making people dead people and rising kind of thing. But I think that whole bit with Batman's lost brother could be a very interesting thing. So I'm going to go Court of Owls.
Okay, I'm on board with that because part of my reason thinking that's a cool idea is because they kind of did that with Batman Begins in the sense that they started out with a villain that a lot of people just straight up didn't know, Ra's al Ghul. It's not not a mainstream character. So that's an interesting way to approach it. I like that. Brian, you were going to you were popping in with something.
I was going to ask, what was the name of the villain that he had? I'm trying to think of his name in Arkham. Not Calendar Man. The guy with all the writing all over. Bald guy had writing all over his butt.
Victor Zsasz, the guy that cuts himself with every victim he does. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That would be interesting.
Ooh, that would be interesting too.
That'd be dark, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
How about that quilt dude? How about the quilt man or whatever his name is?
Yeah. Ragman.
Ragman, is that it?
I think that's his name. I think it's Ragman.
Ah, Ragman. You're the worst character ever. Well, I'm looking forward to whatever the hell comes from all these things. And as always, Stephen Schleicher and Major Spoilers bring you these things on a daily basis. Please do check out MajorSpoilers.com. Is there anything else, Stephen? I got a lot of people excited about. I announced on the N14 preview video yesterday that Stephen's helping with some track stuff at the show, and people are pretty stoked about that idea. You are regarded well in this community.
Today. Yeah, I've got to send out some letters today. I know that one person for sure said that they would do it when I talked with them in January. So it's just a matter of nailing that down and getting final approvals from our overlord, Scott Johnson.
Yes. Yes. And all seeing Corinne who sits just right behind me.
Well, she's the real puppet master.
She really is. Right. I called her the mother of Nerdtacular and I don't think she's happy about it. I probably should have worded that differently. Excellent. Anything else going on that you'd like people to know about?
People can go check out a little quick story that posted just a few moments ago about Marvel Studios developing a Black Widow movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they may get that out before we get a standalone Wonder Woman movie.
Oh, interesting. Really?
Yeah.
Is this Marvel going, man, we got a Heroine movie before you do?
I think it is. I think it's now Marvel is just suddenly tweaking and Disney tweaking everything WB and DC for the next couple of years. It's just like the old, what's the Annie Oakley, get your gun, anything you can do, we can do better kind of song.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what Marvel's doing right now.
Just one up in them. It's a weird kind of momentum. It's like a more complicated version of a really interesting sports fight, like a football game where the other team is just, for every touchdown, they have an answer. You know, like feels like they're in this dominant position. It is their fight to lose, though. They got to be a little careful.
Marvel does have to be careful. I mean, we'll find out more with Guardians of the Galaxy, Ant-Man, and some of the other ones coming up in Series 3 or whatever it is, Push 3 that they put out.
Yep.
But it should be an interesting time, and I can't wait. The more movies that are comic book related, I love it. Can't wait to go see them.
More movies, mo better. All right, that's fantastic. Right. Stephen Schleicher is Major Spoilers on Twitter as well, folks. Follow him there. Stephen, have a great day. We'll see you next time.
See you, guys.
Bye. See ya.
All righty. You know, I like that Stephen Schleicher.
I do, too. He's good people.
He is good people. I can't even hear the word people without thinking papal. We've been binge eating that Borgias. I really like it. Like a lot.
The Borgias.
I like historical drama. Just give it to me. Just feed it to me. We are sponsored today by our friends at HelloFresh.com.
HelloFresh.
They make fun cooking. They make cooking fun again. They make a fun cooking. Every week, their chefs create delicious recipes. You pick what you like, and you choose what you want, and they send it to your door, farm fresh. I'm going to look right now and see what the pick I would go with right now would be today at HelloFresh.co. Come on, Scott. This isn't the UK.com.uk. I would go with, let's see. What do we got here? Ooh, gosh. By the way, they have a great sample box. We don't talk about that very much, but if you want to check that out, you sure can. So let's see here. Clicking on it. They have a veggie box. That's interesting. I didn't know about that. The classic box. You can do e-cards now. Bunch of new stuff happening over there at HelloFresh.com. Go check them out. They have a 1-800 number, so you can just call them if you want. Whatever you want to do. Over 10 million meals delivered since 2012, by the way.
Wow.
That's a lot of meals.
A lot of damn fine meals, by the way.
Yeah. It's really, really good. The delivery of the February 26th, you have the Mediterranean vegetable tostadas. Seared sausages with warm orzo salad. Tuscan meatballs with spaghetti. Can't eat those anymore. Damn it. Lemon roasted tilapia with chili spiked vegetables. And cashew chicken with snow peas and carrots. Oh my gosh. And there's pictures and they all look really good. Anyway, go check them out. HelloFresh.com. And if they're in your area, you can save some money. 50% off first time customers if you use the code MorningStream50. MorningStream50 at HelloFresh.com. Let's do some emails.
All right.
They're brought to you by
Linus Sebastian from Linus Tech Tips on YouTube is hiring for a new company based in Vancouver, Canada, and dedicated to technology education and entertainment. To promote this, he's giving away more than $5,000 in prizes, including an all-in-one PC and an NVIDIA Titan graphics card. For more information about hiring, donations, or contest details, go to tinyurl.com/LTT giveaway. That's capital L, capital T, capital T, capital G in giveaway, and everything else lowercase. I think that's one of them is. One of them is
one of the shortener sites.
Yeah.
You're right, I think. I don't know if it's
so LTT giveaway, and it's the LTT and G that are caps. How's that? Keep up the great work, Scott and Brian.
Hey, we know them. Email from Spencer in Seattle, the winning team.
yes.
Scott and Brian was listening to this week's episode where you discussed the removal of Hannibal by your local TV station. Just wanted to say that while in many ways I support your point about people being empowered to parent and decide what is right for your family, however, I think that one of the things you guys frequently overlook on that front is that both of you are involved, thoughtful parents, while many other parents simply don't have the time for that or don't do the parenting as they should be. Love the show, though. Spencer in Seattle, go Hawks.
Right.
But that's my point.
Yeah, it should. You don't change the system to support the people who don't parent. You try and enforce people parenting so that you don't have to do it from a top level.
Right, and you shouldn't be. And how are you going to discriminate? So how are you going to tell me what I should do as a parent if I'm a good parent, but the guy next to me sucks? How are they in any kind of power to know that?
Right,
they don't know. And here's the other thing. What was the other thing? I forgot already. I had another thing to say about this, and it was really important, obviously.
Hannibal.
Hannibal's good. That's one thing. But I wouldn't let my kids watch it. That's another thing. And I don't. Right. So there's my parenting kicking in.
Sure.
I just don't think you should be whatever. On paper, I'm a libertarian, it turns out. I did a little one of those quizzes, and it came up. I'm a full libertarian. That's what it says.
Right. Yeah.
But it's funny because I got people telling me I'm a freaking arch conservative GOP, and I have other people telling me I'm a pinko liberal. So they're wrong. This weird random quiz I took on the internet must be right. Okay, moving on. Greetings, says AP. I've shortened the name because I don't know if I want to give her a name on this one. But it says, I'm a 35-year-old female who was diagnosed with the evil diverticulitis 2 years ago. Mm. She's young. Every time you talk about it on the show, I wince as I totally understand everything you're going through. Because I am so young, I had a relapse 6 months later. My doctor sent me in for a colonoscopy. I can't even explain how hard it was to get one of those done before my father even had one. Thankfully, they didn't find anything too serious. However, if I have another episode, my doctor wants me to have surgery and just have the problem section removed. This will mean 5 days in the hospital, so I'm extremely motivated to never have another relapse. I just want to encourage you in your healthy eating habits and to show you that it is not an old man disease. If you hadn't been diagnosed, you would probably still be eating crappy food. Love the show, AP. She's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did save you, right?
Well, I was eating better, okay? Less and better, but I was still not averse to going, hey, give me those chicken wings. Let me have a big pile of crap once in a while. This has forced me to be healthy all the time. And so she's right. I agree with her. It's a strong motivator, dude. I do not want another major flare up because that freaking sucks.
Just from hearing it from this side of things, and I know the tadpole can commiserate just from listening to you suffer. Is like, oh my god, okay, this is
dude. Change your lifestyle, man. That's all I'm saying. Not you, but everybody. All people. Then the sound of my voice.
All people.
I sound like I was calling you out. Hey, Brian, change your lifestyle.
People of Earth, please.
Yes. Do check, though, if you want to be completely, you want to really commiserate, do an image search for diverticulitis, and you'll get some pretty sweet results.
Ugh.
Yeah. That one I sent yesterday that had like the screaming face on it, that was pretty good.
Yes.
Perfectly placed holes. Hey, guys, final email from Scott Martin. Says, I want to quickly point out that the guy Scott saw at the gym checking the seats all close may have been visually impaired. Great. Now I feel bad already. I'm completely blind in my right eye and partially in my left, and that sounded like how close I need to get to something to see it. Although that doesn't seem to explain why he was checking out his seat in the first place. Love the show though, Scott Martin.
Exactly.
So that's kind of my point.
There's still that time that passes between when you look closely and say, "Okay, there's the seat," and then you move your body up to sit down, to sit back down on it. Yep. You know, like move your face up so that your butt can get down on the seat. So I think that'd be better served by using your hands to find the seat.
Butt down on it. And I'm going to go in there today. So I'll report back as to whether or not I find any crazy people today. Cause I do like when this stuff happens. So my time at the gym, it's like Brian's time at the movie theater. Oh yeah.
It really is. Yeah.
We are going to be done now. Thank you everybody for being here. Monday is always a pleasure to be here on the show. So thanks so much. Thank you to all these Patreon supporters. We had a little influx this morning to try to.
We did. By the way, let me throw out some congratulations to Sean, Jason, and I want to make sure I get all three of these. I've decided I'll do three of them because they all came in at the same time. Sean, Jason, and Jake. Nice. Joined the Patreon right at the beginning, all of them at 8:06 local time. So who knows who was first, but all three of them pushed us over that $4,000 mark. So all three of them are getting a free play Smooth Federation prize package.
Thanks guys. And,
congratulations, but don't let that stop you because there's still lots of great stuff to do to get as part of your Patreon. So please support us.
Plenty to do, and
we work for you. You know, a lot of podcasters say we're self-employed. I work for myself. Yeah. No. We work for you.
We work for the listeners.
Don't be fooled.
You are our customers. Exactly. You came in, the bell rang, and we said, "Hey, how can I serve you?" And they said, "You can mispronounce words for me today." And I said, "Okay, I can do that."
Exactly.
Brian said,
"Exactly.
I can play music that other people made about other people's songs. I can do that today." So we're here for you, man. Don't worry about it. I want to thank everybody who helps the show be possible, especially our friends at alphageekradio.com who run our stream every day, the audio stream, which we love. Thanks, Twitch, for being nice to me now and letting us stream on your fine network as well. Thank you, Scott Fletcher, for our voice work, all of our guests. And go to our website, frogpants.com/TMS. Follow us on Twitter, @MorningStream, @ScottJohnson, or @Coverville, and email us at themorningstream@gmail.com. There's a the in there, unlike the Twitter account. There's a the in the email address.
themorningstream@gmail.com.
You want to send us food? Great. Send us an email request there. You want to send us questions, thoughts, comments? We'll read them on the show. That will do it for us. Brian.
Yes.
Take me out with a song.
All right. How about this one going out to Hugh from London? Bonjour, scoodily bop bop and bibbity hip. It's mein Bertag on the 17th of February, and I shall be 21. It's not as big a deal in the UK as it is over there, but I still thought it was an occasion worthy of one cover of one fantastic morning show, or on one fantastic morning show. I would very much like to hear some kind of upbeat electronic cover of a Queen / Freddie Mercury / Brian May song, or perhaps a cover of The Darkness in a similar style. I shall leave it in your wondrously capable hands. Glove the yo-yo, Hugh from London. I'm surprised we haven't gotten a Glove the Yo-Yo. That's a great one.
Yeah, that feels like we should have. Are we sure? Maybe we have. But I don't know.
I don't remember ever seeing a Glove the Yo-Yo.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right, so I searched actually live here at the very beginning of TMS today. And here's the best one I could find. This is by Josh Kelly, and it was part of this really, really good Queen cover album from 2005 called Killer Queen, A Tribute to Queen. Had a bunch of great artists on there, all doing their takes on Queen tunes. Here is Josh Kelly and his cover of basically Queen's cover of Elvis Presley. You know, isn't really an Elvis Presley song, but it was their rockabilly tune. Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Here is Josh Kelly.
Wasn't there a that sounds like I'm asking that thing we always
guitar
ask.
Thing?
No, called Something Hero. No, what's his name? The Led Zeppelin singer man.
Robert Plant.
Robert Plant version of this song? Little Thing Called Love. I could have sworn there was.
Maybe. I don't remember one, but
all right. It's just in my head and I can't get it out now. I must have that wrong, though. I might be thinking of Queen. All right. Doesn't matter. Either way, here it is. It is a crazy little thing called love, right on the heels of last week's Valentine's Day.
Yes.
We'll see you guys tomorrow for a whole new show, Jury, Fitness Geek, and more. See you then.
This thing called love, I just can't handle it. Oh, this
this thing called love. I must get around to it, but I ain't ready for this crazy little thing called love. This thing called love, I just can't handle it. Oh, this thing called love, I must get around to it, but I ain't ready for this crazy little thing called love. Oh, this thing called love, it cries like a baby in a cradle all night. Oh, it swings, oh, it jives. Sweat. I got to be cool. Relax. Get here. Get on my tracks. Take a back seat. Pitch high. Take a long ride on my motorbike. Till I'm ready for this crazy little thing called love. Until I'm
squirrel.
Oh.
Let's do now the thing we often do at the end of the show, which is read an email or two.
Yes.
And they're brought to us by.
Brought to you by The Good, Bad, or Bullshit Podcast, the show where three guys give you uninformed opinions on topics selected by the Random Topic Generator, trademarked, a one-of-a-kind diesel-powered randomizing engine that we keep in Mike's garage. Please visit gbbpodcast.com and subscribe today.
Beep-de-beep update from Daryl. He says the name Q was chosen by Gene Roddenberry in honor of an English Star Trek fan, Janet Quarton. Starts with a Q. She was the first president of the UK Star Trek fan club, and Gene Roddenberry and others spent many time at her home in the Scottish Highlands, and they named him after her.
Well, there you go.
That's pretty awesome. He also sent us a link of this Andalusian horse.
Oh, Andalusian?
Yeah, it doesn't look like an alien at all. That's a big horse, jeez. That's a beautiful horse. Wow. That's a pretty horse. As horses go.
Can you Vulcan nerve pinch it, though, is the question.
No. That's the one. They're immune to it. That's my understanding. Nice. Thank you, Daryl. Appreciate the update. Okay. Emails. Got a couple of them here. First one from Derek, who says, I know how much Scott loves his Ken Burns documentaries. I do, too. Mr. Burns has just released this nifty iPad app. breaking down 8,147 minutes of content into four hour-long sections. It features clips from all 23 of his documentaries. You can demo the app for free. It costs $10 to unlock all the docs. That's totally worth it. He's also stated that his next 7 documentaries he's working on will come to the app when they complete. Derek. Now, what makes me most excited about that conversation right then is that Ken Burns still has at least 7 documentaries in him. And that's exciting because I would like him to never go away. I really do feel, I feel really strongly about him being a really important voice in history, in historical documentation. And I feel like him not being here, we are worse for it. So that's good. And I hope he passes his skills on to many, many others so they can keep doing it. I mean, not that he's anywhere near dying. I'm not saying that, folks. I'm just saying. I dread the day. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Ryan E. Peck wrote in from Orem, Utah. That's about 30 minutes south of me. I cannot throw a rock and hit him. It's too far. Hi.
Please don't.
Says, last spring, KSL in Utah, that's the local NBC affiliate, decided not to show Hannibal on its station. This happened a few episodes into the season. Here is a link to the article. Sorry if the mobile link, or it's a mobile link, but I'm emailing it from my iPhone, or my phone rather. Ryan E. Peck from Orem. Okay, so
I remember that. I totally remember that.
It's starting to ring a bell. I didn't realize it was this show, but it yanked it because of violence at the time. This was reported by the Salt Lake Tribune. The column. The problem is the violence is getting people in trouble, but they are less likely to pull something. The sex is what they had trouble with. The sexual sort of violence of it, not just straight up violence. So they're letting other shows have, this was the big controversy. Lots of shows on the channel, many of them far more violent than Hannibal is, and they're fine with those. But they take issue with things like naked body of a woman impaled on antlers, bodies curled up. So
how could they take offense to that?
Yeah, it seems hard, right? And there's a few other things, but
yeah.
It's there was a big talk about it, and people are freaking out. So anyway, Grimm is pretty violent. I don't know why that's not getting pulled, but whatever. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, they pulled the Playboy Club and the New Normal off the air. Same channels. And keep in mind, this is a very conservative local channel. Always has been. So when they did the remake of that British coupling show or couples.
Oh, right. Yeah. Coupling.
It wasn't good. Mm-hmm. It was dumb and it went off, you know, they canceled it, but they same thing. They wouldn't let it show. For a while, they wouldn't show SNL at its normal time. Like, a lot of weird stuff like that. Huh. And my point of this is,
they're very heavy fingered on the censor button.
Sure. And it's, you know what? I'm fine with you being an organization and a company that's looking out for kids and parents. And I'm cool with that. But the way you do it is not shut it off. The way you do it is you educate people so they can make their own choices.
Mm-hmm.
So let me pick if this is too violent for me or not, or let me decide.
Right.
Don't
right.
you decide, you know, for a community that's real big on personal freedom and not letting people regulate your lives. You sure regulate people's lives a lot. And I know you're not the government, but, you know, let people choose. Let them make smart choices on their own. And let people parent. How about that? Let me parent. Let me tell my 14-year-old what he can or can't do. How about that?
Right.
You jackasses.
Agreed.
Okay. Thank you for that email, and thank you, Ryan. That's it. We're done. Let's call Cleo. Should we try to get Cleo on the line?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Is she around? Should be, yeah.
I haven't seen her in the tadpole, but...
Me neither.
Oh, now that you...
Oh, crap. Hold on. Well, that didn't work.
Okay, that worked really well, as you can
tell. Yeah, I could. Nicely done.
Something came in from Ralph and it screwed us up. So hold on.
Oh, thanks, Ralph.
Jeez.
Thanks a lot.
Ralph, you can call again if you want. I don't know what happened there. Come on. Not on this call. Show all.
Mm hmm.
What? I can't get Cleo's in here. Hey, Cleo. Oh, there she is. Oh, shit. Carrie. Okay, now we got it.
We're good, everybody. It's all right. Matt, relax. Calm down.
All right. Okay. We're good.
Fine. We got her coming.
Or at least her little dots are rising. Oh, here he is. Here we Here, we'll add him to the... Can I add him to the group call? Okay.
You can try, sure.
All right.
Look at Ralph's thing. Hey. Ralph, what's going on, man?
Hey, sorry, I just called in and heard, oh, crap.
No, you're totally fine. It's something...
right.
Something's jacked.
Foretelling your doom.
It is not your fault.
This way everybody answers the phone when I call.
Yeah, it's not just Skype. It's your world. It's your life. What's sorry, dude. What's on your mind?
So I have three quick items for you.
All right.
One of them is AIE turned 7 last night.
Oh, wow.
I was supposed to come to that parade, and I got family crap.
They have a bunch of stuff going on. There's a big craft fair this week. I think there's going to be a little Alliance PvP visiting action.
Good.
So it's a multi-day event. So just show up and say hi.
Nice.
All right.
Well, I'm down with that. It's 7 years. That's a long time. That feels like weird.
I'll have to download an update probably to yes. go into World of Warcraft.
my tune is still 85, so don't feel bad.
Okay. You never pushed through 90 in that expansion. I didn't know that. You were too busy with the whatchahoochie.
Guild Wars.
Yeah.
Guild Wars 2, yeah. the other thing, next thing I wanted to tell you was... I know you're not caught up on Justified yet.
Yeah, I'm no season 5 yet. See, up till season 4, I'm good, but I haven't done anything new yet.
I just have to tell you that a bunch of crows move up from Florida up to Harlan.
Yeah,
and the one that they have you hating the most, his name is Danny Crow, and he looks exactly like the lead singer from the Beef Seeds.
Oh no way! I'm into
really?
That.
Yeah,
I'm into that.
In fact, I searched to make it wasn't him.
I'm really excited to catch up because I've been hearing pretty good things about 5. Some people, well, Brian, you even said it seemed to start a little slow for you
it
or something.
It started a little slow, and we're about 3 episodes behind, so we're not.
Oh yeah, it has kicked in. I would say the last 2 or 3 episodes it's kicked in. So,
oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
I felt the same way.
I don't even mind the slow episodes of that show. There's something about it where I just
I agree.
I don't mind. I can go slow with it. It's fine with me.
Also, I had. Started up True Detective, so that kind of made that kind of covered me until it kicked in.
I hear that's amazing.
It is. Yeah. Also, it's on HBO, so nakedness.
No, sweet. So, tell me that's not Woody Harrelson's nakedness, though.
And no, it was not, but he was in the scene. But
is it mostly them bursting into rooms where they're trying to arrest somebody and there's naked people in there? Is that how it works?
No, he no.
Okay.
That's usually how it works, though. That is totally.
you are going to like this, though. It's definitely Western. I even got a little Dark Tower vibe the last episode.
Ooh, really?
There's some McConaughey's character was 4 years undercover and had to do tons of because he was in narcotics.
Yeah.
So he has all kinds of sort of hallucinations, visions, and
like the real McConaughey. Then
he may just be acting himself.
Yeah, yeah. He's at home going, "I'm going to prepare for this role. It'd be better if I did." All right. He's saying that all day.
No, but they're both. Completely on top of their game, and the chemistry between them I like it a lot. It's my favorite thing right now.
We were corrected a bunch on the internet, Brian, during the week about what collaboration they had done before this, and it was EdTV was the movie.
Right.
Let's forget about that.
It was Deep Impact to Armageddon. It is what Deep Impact was to Armageddon as this was to the Truman Show.
Yeah.
But they were in that together. This is a very different thing than that. Clearly.
Oh, that's right. He was the brother. Woody was. Yeah, that was bad.
Mm-hmm. Not a good movie at all. In any way. No. Bongos and pop.
The third thing I have is that I have started a podcast like everybody.
Yay. What is it?
And it's called Catching Up with Doctor Who. Everybody can go out there to catchingup.tv. And it got on iTunes. The main reason for it is I never watched Doctor Who and I was embarrassed by this.
I didn't either.
So
still haven't.
So this is the idea is it's actually me and Kim Price and Johnny Feisty. And we watch a couple episodes of Doctor Who each week. And then we do a quick little recap and talk about it on a podcast because it's not real if you don't podcast about
it. How far in it are you? How many episodes?
Well, we just got on iTunes on Sunday.
No, I mean of the show, of
right,
Doctor
so
Who.
We have gone 7 episodes of the show, which is like 3 episodes of our show.
Okay.
Because we cover 2 per episode.
And this is starting with Eccleston, or are you going back further?
No, we started with Eccleston. We're not crazy.
Yeah. What kind of weirdos would you be?
Yeah.
You don't want to go all the way back.
Kim has seen it before, so she knows a lot. And Johnny's seen a lot of it, but it was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So Brian, I'm the newbie.
Brian's seen most of the... You've been pretty caught up, haven't you, Brian?
No, no, God, no. I watched all of the Eccleston season and got into the beginning of the Tennant.
David Tennant?
Yeah, David Tennant season. But
who's the guy on... Who's the guy in the oh, shoot, the HBO show with the Flight of the Conchords. Who was their agent? What was his name?
Oh,
The Australian, yeah.
Murray.
The New Zealand guy?
Murray, yes.
Yeah.
Murray needs to be the next Doctor Who when this is all shaken up. I think that would be epic.
That's hilarious.
Don't you think? That would be so good. Brit,
I'm anxious to see the new guy. Just the pictures of him looks very...
It's a throwback, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like...
And we looked at some pictures of some of the old guy. There's one guy that looks like Mo from the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
I kind of want to hear him do stuff.
Yeah, he would be a great Doctor Who. Mo would be. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
But we're enjoying it, and I love it because it's by myself, it was just too daunting to start out and just try and catch up on all that. With other people, I'm hoping I'll get through it. It'll
yeah, that's the way to do it. Do this stuff with other people, and you'll be better off. All right, cool. What is the name of it so people can search for it?
Catchingup.tv.
All right.
If you search for it on iTunes, you just do Catching Up With, and then there's a bunch of others, but we end up first because we're new.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's good. That's awesome. Well, congratulations. May
Thanks.
All of your Doctor Who watching experiences be better than the last, and happy birthday, AIE, and now go play Guild Wars, you traitor. Just kidding.
All right.
Bye, Ralph.
I must. It's just.
Oh, I cut him off mid-word. I didn't need to. All right, we're going to try Cleo one more time.
Okay.
Whoops. Hold on. I don't think she was answering ever.
She may have heard yesterday that we weren't doing a show today and said, well, to heck with those guys. I'm going to go get some coffee, please.
And I don't blame her. So let's see how we do here. Got the three dots rising and going, rising forever. Show she's online, but that was immediate.
Mm-hmm.
As we have learned.
Yes.
Through our extensive experience with Skype.
Yeah, your online status, ineffectual.
Nothing is as it seems.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to assume she's not there.
Cannot be trusted. All right, well, then everybody this week gets all the points.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. Or yes, everybody, you all win.
Congratulations, everybody, really.
You get a trophy, and you get a trophy. All right, let's get the H out of here. Oh, we got another something here from... Nope, no update from Daryl. Never mind, something else unrelated. Let's get out of here. I want to thank everybody for being here. Frogpants.com/TMS is the website. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. Support our Patreon at patreon.com/TMS. We've hit our first big goal. There are more down the road, and you can help us get there.
Yeah, even just giving a buck, just you know, throw a buck our way a month, and that helps us out so much.
Just to clear up some confusion, the thing we unlock now is for big bona fide prints, like big color art prints from the store with signatures from both Brian and I. This is a separate thing I'm doing with the daily sketches that will go out to random winners. Which we explained earlier this week on the show. So if you missed that, we'll have something written up somewhere to explain it. But I did one today, did one the other day. I've got a whole stack already started. These are going to go to Happy Homes.
That's right. And you'll continue off another one and during the last song.
That's right. Keep drawing, baby. That's the answer. What else? TheMorningStream@gmail.com. I mentioned that. @MorningStream on Twitter. @ScottJohnson on Twitter for me. And @Coverville for Brian. Coverville today.
There will be a Coverville today.
Yay!
And let me tell you what's going to be on it. So basically, obviously Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. A lot of musicians, famous musicians, got married on Valentine's Day, including folks like Elton John and the Captain and Tennille.
Aww. Aww. Muskrat Susie and Muskrat Sam.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a cover, by the way. They didn't originally do that.
Damn
if you can
it.
Believe that. Yeah.
Oh,
but anyway, so that's so we'll probably have some tributes to those who got married on this day. Robbie Williams turned 40 today, as did Ali Campbell, lead singer of UB40, turns 55. This week. So a tribute to UB40, a tribute to Robbie Williams, and by way of Robbie Williams, probably take that as well.
Yeah.
And marriages.
You know,
musical marriages.
You know how UB40 guys should celebrate?
With some red wine.
That was totally it. A nice glass of red wine.
Yeah, sorry. I stepped on your joke.
No, I knew you were gonna get it because you're music man, and that's how this goes. What time airs? Remind, what was it?
It'll be around 2 p.m. today at coverville.com/live.
Cool. And this chat room will be there, so you guys can just hang out all day and be here all day. Who cares? All right, great. Let's play a song to remind us all that music truly is the international language of love.
Wow. Well done, sir. Yeah, another request. As a matter of fact, this one, I love it when I can do this, but I'm tackling two requests in one. Kenny says, hey guys, Thursday the 13th is my quarter century birthday, and to celebrate my 25th year of existence, I was hoping for a cover of one of my favorite songs, Rush's Tom Sawyer. If there isn't anything TMS worthy, I'd appreciate anything of the progressive slash metal variety. Love the show, though, Kenny. Now, Master Don Terhar also says, good morning, young men. As my chronological calendar nears the 65th anniversary of my gestation's end.
Whoa.
Wow, we have a 65-year-old listener that we haven't ticked off yet. I would like to request any strange and loud birthday song, your choice. My overarching feeling for the show is of a rather amorous state.
Wow. This dude is serious, man.
He is. So going out to both of those guys, how about a loud, raucous cover of Tom Sawyer by Rush? And I can think of nobody who does it better than Mindless Self-Indulgence from their 2005 album You'll Rebel to Anything. Here they are with their cover of Rush's Tom Sawyer.
Sounds good to me. We'll be back tomorrow. No, sorry, Monday with a new show. It does feel like Wednesday. It's weird. Yesterday was such a write-off. Yeah. Lots of stuff tomorrow. The Instance, brand new episode, and of course, Current Geek and the Final Score and a new film sack this weekend. Plenty to be hearing when we're not on the air with the Morning Stream. Thank you all for being here. Here's Tom Sawyer. See you on Monday.
Where's the wiener?